Sal, why don't you begin?
Thank you for having me, Madam Chair. Sal Risolovato, Executive Director, New Jersey Gasoline, C-Star and Automotive Association. And I know that you have heard constituents over the past few months as this debate has raged from small businesses that are telling you that they can't afford it. And I'm here because I represent small businesses, and I am here to reiterate that we can't afford this. And I also, I applaud the effort and the thought process of legislators. I applaud the effort of those that would like to receive a higher wage. I also applaud the efforts and the thought process of small business owners who would like to give their employees more wages. There is never a time. I mean, there's the exception to the rule here and there, and an employer that could care less about his employees. But 99.999% of employers care about their employees, would like to pay them more. And I have to ask legislators this question. When you are thinking about legislation like this, what are you thinking when you make this directive to a small business owner? Where do you think this comes from? Do you think that he makes excess profits and he can take it from excess profits? Do you think it just comes from profits, period? What if the business is marginally profitable, or what if the business is not profitable at all? So it's a great directive to pay your employees more, but there's really no instructions how to do it. It's sort of like figure it out. So as a representative of small business owners, I have to ask the legislature, what are you thinking? Because it's not just a matter of, okay, the legislature said pay employees more, let me go do it. And there is a difference. That last panel talked about there is a difference between, say, a Walmart and one of my members that operates a gasoline service station, or, say, somebody that operates a bakery or some other type of small business. There is a difference. And it is a difficult thing. And guess what? A small business owner, well, guess they work sometimes three jobs in one location. And they work 7 days a week, and they miss their children's baseball games and school plays and everything else. And they do it because they have the fear of the risk that most of them have borrowed $100,000, $200,000, $300,000 against the family home. So that's why they have to do it. They have to work that hard. And sometimes the comments my members give to me sometimes, it would be better, I could make more money if I went and got a job. And I just ask legislators to please consider that. Yeah, it's different for Walmart. I'm not here to defend Walmart. They're big enough. They can defend themselves. I'm here because of a man named Marty Gallagher and hundreds of other members like him. And he can tell you exactly what this means to him. They're real numbers. Thank you for that opportunity. Please hear what Marty has to say.
Yeah, Martin Gallagher. I didn't.
Yeah,
I'm with Sal.
There should be a slip up there to testify with me.
If you keep it brief, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yes. So, as Sal was saying, the money does have to come from somewhere. So, to give you a real life example, the impact on my business from increased wages of $15 an hour would be devastating. If my staffing remained the same, payroll would go from approximately $380,000 a year to $680,000 per year. Workers' comp insurance, payroll taxes, commercial insurance increases would all add another maybe $100,000. That money has to come from somewhere. The increased wages alone would represent approximately an 80% increase in the payroll expense for my business. That simply cannot happen. There's no way to increase sales enough to cover this type of expense. If there was a way to generate an additional $300,000 or $400,000 a year, I would already be doing it. If my brother and I, who's my partner, took all of our salaries and any remaining profit that the business needs for future capital expenses and put it all together, it still wouldn't cover this. So it doesn't just come from somewhere. The only way to generate this would be to remain solvent would be to take drastic measures like eliminate all overtime, which would be the first thing I would have to do, because I can't pay an employee $22.50 an hour, time and a half, to do basic services in a gas station or a convenience store. I would have to cut staffing, absolutely. I would have to raise prices and possibly reduce hours of operation. And all of these measures would have negative impacts on the existing sales I have now, so they'd likely lead to additional cuts and additional price increases. And in small business terms, that's referred to as the death spiral. My gas customers wouldn't put up with all the traffic cones and long lines that would result from reduced staffing. And my convenience store customers wouldn't put up with longer lines or worse customer service to go along with these higher prices. This doesn't add up. So while $15 an hour may be feasible and even appropriate in certain industries or in some cases, making this the minimum wage for every worker is simply unrealistic and inappropriate.